Cheng Bo was devastated. He spent his days sitting in front of a blank canvas and his nights haunted by the darkest thoughts. He no longer wanted to do anything and let himself waste away. How could he have confused the image and the reality? The image of Chu Ai herself. Had he not, with his paintbrush, reproduced but the outer likeness? For a long time he cried abundantly, tears enough to fill a rice paddy. Through his tears he sometimes saw his beloved, his first image of her, luminous, radiant. He saw the forest, the glade, the source. On several occasions he attempted to find this magic place, this haven of peace and beauty. But the path had disappeared, as if closed forever. Then, after having searched in vain in all directions, he returned to the pagoda of 1,000 awakenings and climbed the 16 floors. Upon arriving at the summit, he sounded out his heart's intentions, stopped crying, and little by little found peace of mind. He understood. Finally, he understood that Chu Ai was nowhere but in his heart, buried like a treasure, a jewel. Was her name not Pearl of Love?